There's some scripture I want to read today, and heard that song. I mentioned it earlier about on the mountaintop and in the valley, and God's in both places. And you know, a lot of times we get in the valley, and that's where we have our pity parties if we're not careful. And where we blame God because that we're not on a mountaintop and that everything's going great. But, you know, God did not promise to me or to you, either one, that our life was going to be easy. He did not promise us that we wasn't going to have trials and tribulations. He did not promise us that every day is going to be free of pain, free of heartache. But he did promise us if we'd live for him, when this life was over, we'd go to a place where there would be no heartache, no pain, no suffering. And, you know, I want to read some scripture to you here out of Psalms. I'm going to read the first verse in the 39th chapter, and then we're going to go down into the 40th chapter. But the first verse in the 39th, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Now, you and I, there's somebody watching your life, and if you're saying you're a Christian, there's a lost person that's watching you and seeing everything you do. Then if we'll go down into the 40th chapter, starting at the first verse, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Now, you and I, right there, if we're not open with our life to where the lost can see, not only that we're a Christian in the good times and also in the bad, how's it going to reach them? But listen to that. And it shall trust in the Lord. Why? Because what they've seen out of you. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If if I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. My ears hast thou opened. I can't see for tears. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. Now, never been of this. He's praising God, and you just think of our own selves, what God has brought us through. And each and every one of us, you might be young, might not have done a lot of things that some of us older ones did before we come to the Lord. But God has showed us that just what we could have been and what he's brought us out of. And too many times we lose sight of that, and we don't stand and praise God for what he's really done for us. We don't have a testimony that reaches to the hearts of those that are lost. Why? Because we never really talked to them about how God had brought us out, how God had blessed us, all the wonderful things that God had done for us. And we're so concentrated on our own failing, and we feel sorry for ourselves. Why? Because God didn't make it easy on me to live a Christian life. But today, God didn't promise it's going to be easy. Oh, look back in the Bible. And what the men that carried the gospel, what did they suffer being here today? We had it awful easy compared to them. And God wants us to be a testimony in the good times and also in the bad. And you know, I'm afraid too many times today we only find ways to praise God when everything's going great. But when it's going bad, when we're having troubles and trials, it's hard for us to think of God. But you know, I have to say, in my own life, many times I've failed God for giving the praise and the honor and the glory due Him, even in the bad times. But you and I today look at our life, what God has brought us through. And if we'll put God first, God has promised He'll go with us through no matter what it is we're facing. But first of all, we got to put Him first in our life. We got to forget about what we want. We got to dedicate ourselves unto God, surrender it totally unto Him, knowing that God is able to take our little bit and make something great out of it, and we'll only surrender unto it. Oh, here it is. What I'm reading to you there, I've waited patiently. How many of us really wait upon the Lord? Or do we get so impatient? We jump out and do what we want to do instead of waiting upon God. And we need to find that God has not left us. When the devil tries to make us feel that way, a lot of times it's us that's walked away from Him and lost faith in really putting our trust in God the way that we should. And hearing this, you know, that last verse, I've preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, Thou knowest. You and I, you know, today, I've been talking to a person about things that can't be in the pulpit, about things that God requires of Christian people, even in this day and time. And he seems to agree with me, but yet, then the next thing I hear, he's praising somebody that is living totally contrary to what the Bible says. And you and I today, we need to look. It's not what we say, but it's the life and what we're actually doing. It speaks louder than anything else that we can ever say. Somebody's looking at your life, and if you're not 7 days a week carrying the testimony of a Christian, then don't say that you are. They should be able to see that is when the things are going wrong. Oh, how many jobs I've been on in my life where when something would happen, you'd hear somebody take off cussing, and they say, I even had a person say, oh, I make you feel better if you cuss it real good. That never helped to say. You and I today, if we want to change that, then start praying about it. That'll want to make it good. But cussing it won't. We need to stand about it. When things are going wrong, let people see our first thing that comes to our mind is to call upon our God. Why, He's the one that can deliver, and He's the one that can change things. And our efforts are all in vain if we're not putting our faith and trust in God. You know, truly, wait patiently upon God. You know, it's not always when we pray that we get the answer that we want right then. Sometimes it takes a little while. But you and I today, if we'll just remember, God has done wonders for us. We need to go back and see what God brought us out of. And let the world see what a difference God's made in us. You know, it makes no difference who you are. If you've given your heart and life over to the Lord, you're different from what you used to be. And if you're that same old person, then apparently you haven't really given yourself unto God. And I'm afraid that's what's happening in the world today. There's too many people sets in church every week, and they've never had the change on the inside that affects the outside. And you and I, when God cleans up the inside, the outside's going to also start to show it. I'm going to ask Daryl, if he will, to come this time and speak whatever God's got on his heart. And you and I today, you know, the weather is terrible. So cold, the chill factor's going to be down like 20 below about all day. Temperatures, I think we might get above zero today, a few degrees. It's dangerous out there, life-threatening. But I'm so thankful. I don't care what happens. My God is in control, and he can provide for each and every one of us. If we'll put our faith and trust in him, God bless us be able to get here to church. Let's make sure that we give him the praise and the honor and the glory that he deserves. You come on, Darrell.